Don't even see.
8:10, Tuesday night. It's the Vamps and Maggie Lindemann with Personal. You're listening to Glenn Scott on the Hit List. And Charlie Puth is hanging out on the show. So welcome back to the UK. Have you been doing sort of proper touristy stuff or is it full on work?
Just walks to get to get the jet lag off of me. And I think today's the first day that I've officially gotten it off.
That's in need of a celebration, isn't it? Because how long have you been here?
How long?
Oh, that was intentional.
That was intentional. How long have I been here? I have been here for a week, and I just haven't been able to shove the jet lag off my back. But, you know, a couple walks through Hyde Park and Buckingham Palace with a heavy hood on, we're good.
I'm glad to hear that today is the day where it's finally been shook off. When are you going? You're not going to fly back tomorrow, are you?
No. Oh, that would be terrible.
God, imagine. You just get used to it.
I know. I'm going to Amsterdam. I got to go to Spain for a little bit. And just another week of travel.
All over the place. And on that link from How Long Have You Been Here, as I said, it was all completely intentional. Your new single, How Long, it's out now. It's the follow-up to Attention. Tell me how long came about.
How Long came about from me walking. I was walking to the tempo of like, dun, 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 and then dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. And I just had this melody. And I just started beatboxing the whole thing. And I had the whole production in my head. I was on tour with Shawn Mendes at the time. I went back to my studio bus and just started breaking down what was in my head into the actual, what would be the production of the song.
Does it all kind of happen to you like that? Does it all come into your head first and then it's a case of writing it down, or does it kind of flip between the two?
It's always me coming up with the song in my head, most of the lyrics in my head, and just taking out my phone and recording what I have in my head.
How fast do you have to get your voice notes out before you forget it? Or is it always kind of constantly in your head? Because I always think, if in my head I have a good idea for the radio show, I need to write it down immediately, because 10 minutes time, I am done. It is completely forgotten. I always find the best things come in the shower as well. Do you get that?
No, absolutely. The best songs come about in the shower. And my whole thing is, if I can't remember it in 10 minutes, it's probably not a good song.
Oh, that's a solid thing to go by. Are there any big songs that you've done which have come out of the shower?
Attention, We Don't Talk Anymore, One Call Away, Marvin Gaye, Not See You Again. See You Again came about in a studio.
You know what you need? You need a shower in the studio.
I do have a shower in the studio.
No, but I'm talking like one that's kind of, you need to waterproof the desk and one that's going over to you.
That's not a bad idea. It's a very expensive thing.
Yeah.
But,
you know. I'm here to provide inspiration, not solutions.
Yeah, there you go.
Talking about your dream studio, because obviously you've written and produced loads of huge songs. What are the ideal conditions that you need to write a big song? Like, what would be your dream studio? And that includes like studio snacks, that includes where it is, everything. Package it up, the dream Charlie Puth studio.
Oh man, here we go. It would be in Malibu, perhaps on 5 acres in Point Doom, just right on the bluffs, right on the beach, where I wouldn't have to, you know, worry about fans or anything. There'd be just constant security outside the house. I can just leave all the doors open and just make music, go swim in the ocean, have protein shakes. That's my ideal situation.
I was waiting to hear about the shower just behind the desk, but I can understand that.
Of course, the shower vocal booth.
Never forget the shower vocal booth. Charlie Puth is hanging out on the Hit List on KMFM this evening, and we'll get back to chatting to Charlie after this.
We don't talk anymore.
Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez, We Don't Talk Anymore on KMFM. And Charlie Puth is hanging out on the show this evening. And we need to talk about your YouTube past, because obviously that's where it all really kicked off for you. And the YouTube comment section is a weird place.
It's some heavy opinions there. I try not to look at it too much.
Have you ever read one comment, though, that's been obviously not too heavy, but been just really weird? And you've been like, what? Obviously radio friendly.
One comment was like, oh, is he like, he's just being paid to sing these songs, someone's writing this music for him. And it actually, you know what, it inspired me to like put up a video of like me breaking down Attention. I'm like, okay, I'll show you all that I actually am the guy who produced this record and wrote this record entirely. So I broke down all the instrumentation on it and put it up, and now the video has like 10 million hits or something crazy like that.
And your new album, Voice Notes, is coming out early next year. Are we going to get like an accompanying video alongside that that kind of breaks down how you made the entire album? Because I can imagine for a lot of people...
No, I should have done that. That's such a good idea. Damn it. I get so uncomfortable when people are filming me while I'm making music. I don't like a lot of people around me when I'm really making the song. It's just personal preference, so I kind of kept it lock and key. It was just me in the studio, just making every song, literally, on this album. But maybe for the next one, I really should have done that, though. I would have loved to watch it.
So now we've got the shower in the studio, and we've got the behind the scenes of Voice Notes. Tell me about the Voice Notes album. What can we kind of expect from it?
It's a story, and there's, like, melodically and chord-wise, if you listen very closely, you know, obviously the first two songs are Attention and How Long, but if you hear certain parts of the melody of How Long are in different tracks, and there's a reason why they're in different tracks, just like little bits and pieces and why they go along with certain lyrics, because if you combine the sentences together, it becomes a full sentence as to why that song, or who it's about, or what it's about. So it's like a kind of like a big puzzle, the whole album. I'm quite proud of it.
I am so excited to hear it. Now I'm about to hit play on How Long. What we like to do occasionally, this is probably not going to make any sense initially, but hear me out. We like to do serving suggestions for songs. So if somebody is listening to How Long for the first time, what is the ideal serving suggestion? So where do they need to be? Who do they need to be with? And what do they need to be doing while they're listening to How Long?
Serving suggestion, you should probably just be where I was when I made the album, which was my room, just by myself. Just, you know, go to a party, have like a good time, have a bad time, what have you, leave the party, get home at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and just put big headphones on and just listen to this album, and just let your mind do the rest.
That is the perfect serving suggestion. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Much love, brother. Thank you.
And I'm going to hit play on How Long. Can I get you to introduce it, please?
Absolutely. This is Charlie Puth, and you're about to listen to my new song, How Long.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl?